I'm Philip Broussard with the top of the hour news. Han Kuo-yu's idea of low-interest student loans has stirred up a heated debate. Premier Su Jung-chang said the government has already done a lot for economically disadvantaged students and that the KMT presidential candidate's plan could lead more people to take out student loans, including those who had no need for them, and invest the money elsewhere to exploit the low interest rates. But the KMT argues the DPP's policies have not done enough, saying as of 2018, 480,000 people had taken out student loans, and almost 400,000 of them were unable to repay the money. Last week, Han said if elected, his government would help bring down interest rates on student loans to their lowest level possible, or even have some banks offer interest-free student loans, with the interest subsidized by the government. An American remote control glider pilot has been released on bail after accidentally killing a woman with his glider. David Cortina was released on 200,000 NT bail after being questioned over the accident, in which his glider struck a woman during a competition in Pingdong County and killed her. The aircraft, operated by Cortina, crashed into the 35-year-old mother, who was holding her 2-year-old son as she was walking on a path at the park about 250 meters from the race venue. The woman fell and immediately lost consciousness after being hit, and she was pronounced dead at the site. Her 2-year-old son suffered a cut on his neck, but was otherwise fine. Cortina says the aircraft disappeared suddenly, and as he began to look for it, he heard that it hit someone and led to the person's death. He has apologized for what happened. A couple from Hungary have completed their overnight stay at the presidential office. The pair are praising their first encounter with Taiwan and have promised to help promote the country in Europe. According to Robert Revez, who worked at a Hungary-based travel media outlet, he learned of the program through a Taiwanese friend. He has visited more than 400 cities in over 50 countries, but this was his first visit to Taiwan. Revez praised the sense of history that he got from the building and also felt positively about his stay in Taiwan. In addition to having posted many photos taken in Taiwan on his social media platform, the Hungarian said he will write some articles about his first encounter with Taiwan to promote the country in Europe. Revez and his wife are the third group of foreign visitors to stay overnight free of charge at the presidential office since the program was launched in May. 10 groups of foreign nationals have been selected to participate in the activity. Turning to world news, a lawyer for the whistleblower who made public U.S. President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Philip Broussard.